p.m. featuring daily specials and a full menu, including fried chicken, burgers, fish and chips, salads, and more. Enjoy the special to-go margaritas, sangrias, Manhattans for one or a group. Visit westendgrillandpub.com or call 314-531-4607. That's West End Grill and Pub, a neighborhood place in the Central West End.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season. With low inventories and less competition, homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Vaginal farts are wonderful things.
Crossed over. If I never have a sin, I'll be.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
But just without any...
Without any odor?
Yeah. No, not odor. But without a partner, can you... Can a woman do that just like walking around? Or I know that during a certain act, sometimes air, you know, but is there such a thing as that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
I've never... I didn't know
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know.
What a way to start a show, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Enough COVID and protesting. Let's talk about that. Good afternoon. Welcome. I'm going to do my very best again. We're not going to succeed. We'll make an effort to avoid, everything that's in the news. And you can help us have fun. And the way you do that is you just call and give us some suggestions of things that are funny, things you've seen, ideas. Tell a joke if you want to. I'll give you our number. Yes, we'll do the Burke segment. And today we have Dan Buffa in, and with some people still quarantined and some people who made the choice, even though they could go out, not to, it's still good to learn about what there is to watch when you're stuck at home, and that's why we have Dan Buffa. So we're at 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. And here we are, what, 91 today or something?
Yeah, warm out there.
And the 2nd of June, and it really is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Okay, yeah, give me credit, though. I was close. I was only off by a day.
Yeah,
but 2nd of June.
There are certain people in the world who listen to the show where it is the 3rd of June right now.
That's true. So I wasn't actually wrong.
Right, yeah.
All over the world.
That's right.
Okay. Mm. Thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
So welcome, everybody. Look at these phones. Lighten up. That's a good thing. Here's why it's good. I'm kind of lazy, and the more people call, the less I have to do, and the less I have to think and come up with things. So thank you. You're welcome to do that. Very quickly, yesterday I made a mistake, and I think this is the first time I've ever made a mistake. I said that Sally Field was in the Helen Keller. It was Patty Duke in the Helen Keller movie.
Oh.
But I have always confused Patty Duke with Helen Keller. I mean, with Sally Field, because they're both cute, and they were both stars. You know, about the same time. Libby, do you know anything about Patty Duke?
I have no idea who that is.
She starred in a TV show. What was it? They were identical cousins.
Identical cousins.
They walk alike, they talk alike. It's not even alike.
Cousins
are two of a buck. It was called the Patty Duke Show. And she was her own identical cousin in it. So it was pretty interesting technology for back then. She's starring with herself.
Right.
And Sally Field, of course, was in a movie I've still never seen, the Burt Reynolds, Eastbound
and Down.
Yeah, no, I've still
Smokey
never seen
and the Bandit.
You've never seen Smokey and the Bandit?
I've seen pieces
it's
of it.
It's just unbelievable.
I've seen pieces of it. I only have so many hours in the day. I'll get to it. So I always confuse those two. Also, I believe Sally Field was the Flying Nun.
Yes.
And the Flying Nun. Believe it or not, a TV show. I know. It was horrible. But she was a nun who flew.
Yeah.
Like Superman. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm serious.
She wasn't like a pilot or anything like that.
No.
Like she flew.
Her nun hat, whatever you call that part of the habit, was like a wing, and she flew from she flew around like Mary Poppins.
I've got to see the trailer for this.
But all of the other nuns had the same type of hat, but she was the only one that could fly.
Right.
Flying.
It was the stupidest idea.
It came out in 67. It lasted for 3 seasons.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised it made it. Look at that.
Yeah.
See? I told you.
Can I play the intro?
Sure.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, it's funny.
Where is it?
You see her flying?
Yeah.
She's flying through the air.
She's doing somersaults like a free-falling skydiver. Finally, I can't believe it. I can't believe you haven't heard of it. Go ahead. Let's play.
And all those guys that are on there, the guy that was one of the... I don't know if he was a priest or Monsignor or something. I don't know what he was.
What is with those hats? Is that how she was able to fly? Her winged hat.
No, they all had the same hat, but hers was the only one that allowed her to fly.
Right.
And I guess there were people lasted 3 seasons. Somebody liked it.
Well, on what occasion did she fly? I mean, what would say it's time for me to fly?
You know, I don't know. Like with Superman, it's like, oh, somebody's in trouble.
Right.
Batman. I don't know. Oh, there's a mask. I'm late for mask. Fly. I don't know. I don't know when she flew.
I'm late for mask.
So, thank you to the listener. I should have written the name down who corrected me on the Patty Duke thing. But look at these phones. Let's take these calls. We got a lot of people here. Let's go start with Kevin. Kevin, welcome to 590 The Fan, the first call of the day. That must feel very special to you. How are you?
Hey, it's always special to talk to Frank Opinion.
Well,
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. What's up?
So I got a joke for you.
Hang on, I got to load it up here just a second.
You've already heard it, but it's a good one.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
I'm sure you probably heard it. So this husband and wife are getting ready to go out for the evening. Wife's taking the shower. The husband says, leave the water running, honey. I'm going to get in right behind you. So she finishes in the shower. She comes out. She's toweling off, and the doorbell rings. And the husband yells, hey, honey, will you go down and answer the door?
Is this a blind salesman?
No.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
So he, you know, she wraps a towel around her. She goes downstairs. She, you know, she's knocked out, gorgeous gal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the neighbor. The neighbor says, he opens the door, and she's standing there in her towel, and he's like, holy cow. So he says to the gal, he goes, I'll give you $500 if you drop that towel right now.
Oh, so did the neighbor come over and give me the $500 he owes me? Is that it? Yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it. Gotcha.
That's a great one.
That's a good joke.
Indeed.
You got any more? I'll tell you what, if you want, you can tell jokes till 6 o'clock. That's fine with me.
Frank's got a lot of bullets left.
Thank you, Kevin.
Right.
Hey, thank you, and thank the police officer.
All of them. The good ones, and that's 99% of them.
There you go.
Yes, it is.
All right, Kevin. Appreciate it. On we go to Brian. Neither a lot of Brians that call, or it's our Brian. Brian, is it you?
Yeah.
It is. It's our. You don't mind if I call you our Brian?
Yeah.
That's good. I take it as a compliment.
Let me tell you what I like about you. You kind of, and don't take this the wrong way, you bought your way into the show. Anybody makes a giant contribution when we're trying to raise money for charity, you get it's like having a lifetime pass to Six Flags or something. You're welcome here anytime. What's
the
going
fast
on?
Pass.
That's right. What's going on?
So I voted today, and I'm not going to talk about politics. So what would you guys have done in the following scenario? There was a lady two booths over from me, and the bottom line is she had gas.
Mm.
I heard it. So she said, oh, excuse me.
Audible gas, which is even, you know.
She did. Wow. She went, oh, excuse me.
At least what I don't like is the silent killers. At least the audible, you got time to run before
right,
it gets
the silent
to
ones,
you
just walk into it and then.
So go ahead. She passed one.
And then she said, excuse me. And I acted like I didn't hear it. But I was wondering, should I have just acknowledged it and laughed? And so this is a.
No.
She was actually a pretty nice looking gal, too. So, the fact that a nice looking lady.
Yeah, see, that makes a difference.
In other words, I just saw Bigfoot today. That happened today at the voting floor. So you don't really hear a good looking gal usually.
No, you don't.
Bigfoot.
No, you don't. That's true.
Like a unicorn.
No, that's true. Really pretty women. You sort of assume they never pass gas, but they do. They're just able to, you know, be discreet about it. But at least she apologized, and you didn't laugh. And I think that's good. You shouldn't have.
Yeah. Oh man, I would
act
have
like
lost
I didn't
it.
Hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have absolutely lost it, probably.
Now I know that you're married, and I met your wife. And what you could have done was you could have started to cry. And can you make yourself cry?
Yes, I probably.
Well, you make yourself cry, and if she goes, well, what's wrong? Was it that bad that it burned your eyes? And you go, no, you just reminded me of my wife who just passed away a week ago. And then that's, you know, that gets the ball rolling. And then she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Next thing you know, you're out in your car with her getting it on. So
she used to pass gas all
suggestion.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, and her sounded just like yours.
Yeah.
You remember so much of her. Yeah. There is, I had a joke, but it just escaped me, and I don't want to do it and do it wrong. So anything else, Brian?
No, I had nothing to say as usual.
This is a great way to start the show with a voter passing gas next to you.
And that's a cute voter.
A cute voter.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody will ever call in with a story that's true like that again. I mean, it actually happened, and it was probably about 45 minutes.
Nah, don't be so sure. Don't be so sure. It could happen again.
All right,
Brian.
Thank you.
During my minor league hockey broadcasting career, ran across one individual, and he was just absolutely insanely addicted and would laugh like Dan to getting on an elevator in a hotel with strangers and letting a rip.
But he actually did it? He could make himself do
it? Well, no, he would like hold, if he had to do it, he could, you know, sometimes you can kind of push one out.
He would wait
once you get over 40, you don't trust him. You
but
can't
I,
trust
I can belch, but right? I can't do that.
Well, I can't either. There are some people that can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he would do it just to get, because he would always get on the elevator with one other guy, and he did it with me on the elevator with him probably four times, and I just hysterically busted out laughing every time he did it, and the look of on none of the occasions, with an average of four other people in the elevator, did a single person say a single word.
No. Oh, no. Elevators
they don't know what to say.
No. Right. Elevators are weird.
Mm-hmm. You remember those, Frank, remember those fart machines, and you had the little remote with it?
I found mine yesterday.
Oh,
in
you
the
did?
In the cabinet in the kitchen, I found the little remote. And I put this remote for, and then right over by it was this little black box. You hit the button. Should we tell them our story? Because I know that you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We had a woman who did the news.
Right.
And like, so before she came in, because she was the last one to show up, we duct taped the fart box under, right here, under the console where she read the news. So she gets into the news, well, the White House, and the look on her face, because it came from where she's sitting, and I know that she's thinking, I don't think I did that, and then we waited like 20 seconds.
Because, oh, my God.
And other news, and it has a very different, you know, long ones, short ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was great. And the audience heard it and thought it was her. It was great.
I was about ready to pass out, too. Oh, my God.
How did she take it?
Oh, she took it okay.
That's evil. I think,
because she...
Yeah, she wasn't mad.
Did anybody accept responsibility or...
No.
Yeah, I blamed it on Dan, and Dan blamed it on me. that's the way it works. So, look at these. We got calls. That's good. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. I think Mike is next. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
AM and the PM.
That's the way to be.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but...
But you are.
But I am. When I was taking some college classes as an adult, there was this guy, and he always came in late every single time and fell asleep halfway through it, and he did something to kind of tick me off a little bit. I remember the one time the teacher left the room, he tried to turn around and cheat off me on a test. So I told him to turn around and say, you know, knock it off. You know, I'm not going to get in trouble for you. So anyway, and the teacher was really good-natured. Oh, excuse me. The teacher was a really good-natured guy. Easy going, and I had one of those fart machines. My dad did electronic, so I told him, it's okay, because, you know, he's always late, you know. And so there was a desk left over, so I duct taped that fart machine underneath that desk, the only empty one. And sure enough, he comes in strolling in there 15 minutes late or whatever, and so I waited, you know, dead silence, and I hit that button, and everybody was in on it. Nobody, you know, cracked a smile. A few minutes later, and the teacher looks at goes, are you okay? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. And then 5 minutes later, do you need to use a restroom? No. He goes, it's not me, man, it's not me. So it was, and afterwards I told him, I said, don't you ever try to cheat on me again, you know.
Oh,
but it was a sweet payback. And another fun fact I read talking about the farts is that a fart travels at 7 miles per hour.
I didn't know.
That's
that.
Why you.
Wow.
That's why you can't outwalk them when somebody farts. You can't get away.
You can run it though. Probably right. Run like 10 Maybe. Miles an hour. You run from but your own was, if you can run yeah. 10 miles an hour. Yeah. Well, we didn't mean but to start was, the show with this, but
why are you running?
Hey, here we are now.
Well, we are.
Why are you walking so fast?
HowStuffWorks.com says that farts travel an average of 10 feet.
10 feet.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Pretty far.
That is. I mean, you could light up a room. You could light
social
up
social distancing,
this.
Buddy.
Yeah.
You can clear this room out
further.
Rectal distancing. Thank you, kids.
Rectal distancing.
There's another website that talks about the average PSI of a fart.
Oh, what, pressure.
Want to take like your tire is 35.
Really?
Like, want to take a guess what the average PSI is?
44.
No.
I'll say 39.
I'll say 15.
14.7.
I said 15. How about that?
Right there.
Look at you go.
Oh, right there.
Mike, was there anything else? Any other fart statistics that you want to share with us?
Well, I'm the one that called years or weeks ago, a couple months ago about the one where
well,
we
hold
had
on,
the,
was it years ago, weeks ago, or months ago? There's a big difference. There's a big difference. I'm the one that called years, months, weeks ago.
How many entities have invaded your body, man?
Yeah. I'm obviously lying and making this up. No, I called a couple months ago and we talked about we had the infrared gun at work.
Right.
And when the guy farted, it went up 2 degrees. So we figured out it was 100.6 degrees was the average flatulence. Remember?
Whoa.
Where else can you learn all of this?
God.
7 miles an hour, 10 feet.
I mean.
And the temperature.
Wow.
Nowhere else.
This guy.
Wow. Thank you, Mike.
But the reason I called, the original reason was, I've been meaning to call for a while, but Frank, I remember you talking about, you know, a lot of the classes kids take in high school, you wish they had classes on other certain things, life skills.
No.
And my son, here in Indiana, my son was a freshman this last year, and he had a semester of a class called personal finance.
Perfect.
And another class called college and career. And, you know, a lot of it was, you know, preparing for college, what are you good at? Like, you know, they do tests and stuff, you know, kind of see where your strengths and weaknesses are,
right.
You know. And I was helping him, you know, with all, we had that online learning with the coronavirus and everything,
right.
And I helped him with some stuff. But it was, you know, calculating interest rates. If you buy a home, would you do this? You know, or if what's the better way to get a car loan, this or that? And it was really neat. I mean, I wish we would have had something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
School, but
no kidding. About time.
Yeah.
That's more important than algebra, okay?
Right.
He's never going to use algebra. He'll use this.
What part of Indiana are you guys in?
Kokomo.
Bermuda.
Come
on, pretty mama. Tiki Laga. Montego. Baby, why don't we go to Bermuda? Bermuda. Baby, don't go to Kokomo. Aren't you sorry you told us where you live? How big is Kokomo, Indiana? It's not very big, is it?
50,000-60,000. It's pretty good size.
Yeah. Okay.
If you ever quit this job and become a roller skating rink DJ, that's a great couple song.
Is it?
That's a great hand-holding couple song.
Yeah. My wife and I both like that song. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, because those things weren't what I was going to talk about. Those were just, you know. But I have a request for a soundbite. If you guys ever wanted to do one,
well,
I don't know if you guys take requests.
Well, we don't do soundbites, but let's hear it anyway. What's the request?
Okay. Because I remember one time getting on a soundboard. It had all kinds of different sling blade, you know,
right.
Clips and stuff. And
right.
one of them was not funny, haha, funny queer. And the other day when I think Tim or somebody said, man, that's really funny. So if you would play that afterwards, I thought that would be pretty good.
Well, I mean, he's telling you how to do your job.
Yeah, I know. Kind
of bossy.
I'm trying to say, I think we have
that. I think we do
already.
Funny, haha.
Funny,
queer. Yeah. I
dreamed
last, this is weird because last night I dreamed about Billy Bob Thornton.
There
I
we did.
Go.
Okay. You did?
No.
Well, not funny, haha, funny, queer.
There it is.
All right.
Exactly. That's
did
awesome.
You say that in the movie?
I can assign that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He was talking about John Ritter's character.
Okay.
Yeah, he was addressing Ritter, and yeah.
Okay, so give me an example to use that.
Okay. Hey, Tim, that was really funny.
Not funny, haha, funny, queer.
Okay. All right, I got it.
There you go, Mike.
All right, now one more thing there, Frank.
One more thing.
Is this actually the thing you call for?
He's got five more things. He's going to say one more thing in front of each of the five.
No, this is the official last thing, because my guy told that joke. It made me remember a joke.
Okay.
Aren't you a golfer, Frank?
Well, I used to try to play. I don't like it. No, I haven't played for 2.5 years.
Okay.
I know the game.
Okay, it's a quick golf. It's a golf joke.
Okay.
So anyway, this guy's sitting in his office.
Anyway.
There we go. That's two.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's sitting in his office. The police come in. Three or four cops come in.
Could you put me down for a six?
Dang it!
Shotgun.
Wow.
All right. Anything else?
Could you tell that joke in the Playhouse sometime?
Not now, because I just gave the punchline. Another. I've told it before. It'll come back around.
It's already been funny once on the show.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Funny?
Just change it to put me down for
not
a five.
Funny, haha, funny, queer.
Have to wait a while till people forget we just did this.
I did that to try and set Limey up, and he didn't get it, so Dan had to come in as my relief pitcher tickle him again.
Exactly.
And when Dan tickled him, he finally got it right.
Mike, look at all you just got out of this call. You got what you wanted with the sling blade thing. You got to tell a couple of jokes. What a great day for you and for us.
And you educated us on breaking wind.
Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right, Mike. All right,
Dan.
All right, thanks, guys.
No, last night I was in line. My wife and I were in line for something, a show, movie, or something. And Billy Bob Thornton was with us, like he was a good friend. And then some woman who was at this place saw him and said, are you Billy Bob Thornton? And mm-hmm. and he said, yes. And she said, oh, my goodness, can I have your autograph? And the next thing I look over, and he's doing it with her, like against the wall of this building. It was just weird. Yeah, I know. It's Billy. What do you know? Billy, like Bob Thornton. Billy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Greetings and salutations to the Joke Master General of the United States.
Oh, see, Billy, remember, that used to be what I was referred to as the Joke Master General. Way to go, Billy.
I have never heard
of it. And well, we haven't used PM, it for a while. Sir.
Thank you.
Well, now through the years, you've shotgunned me about a dozen times, but I think I might have one that you don't know.
Sorry, let's say that again. Repeat that. You think you have one I don't know?
Yeah, get your shotgun ready.
Okay,
anyway.
Here it is. First, let me say this. I hope you do. It'll be like a Christmas present, because when I get a new joke, I love it. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give you the highlights of it. Starts out with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table going on a crusade. Uh-huh. And he's got to leave.
And is it the one with your tongue all cut off?
Ah, damn.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know it. Never heard of it.
Oh, man.
I give up. I'm not going to get any more jokes.
No. Come on. Never give up. Never give up.
Never give up. Never surrender.
That's about a 7-8 minute joke.
I know.
Yeah. Ooh. And I know you can't tell that on air because it consumes too much time.
I've told it before, but you're right. It's very long.
Well, my hat's off to you, sir.
Thank you, Billy. call back. Don't, my goodness. Call anytime. You obviously hadn't called for a long time. Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's,
We don't shoot looters in this town, but we shoot people who tell jokes that you know.
Yeah, that's right. Diane is next. Diane, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm wonderful. I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, you sound wonderful. What's up?
Well, I am calling because I am a retired nurse.
Okay.
I worked for 42 years, retired a few years ago.
Okay.
And back in the 70s, when I worked on a floor in one of the hospitals here, we would do jokes on doctors.
Okay.
And what we would do, I don't know how funny people are going to think it is, but it was, we had, I don't know if it was April Fool's Day, but we had fake poop. I don't know if you've ever seen fake poop.
I own fake poop. Plastic. Okay. It looks so real. Yeah, I know what it is.
Well, we would take it, and we'd take a little toilet paper, and we put it on the chairs by the nurse's in the nurse's station.
Perfect.
And we had one doctor who was very, very big, and he would always sit down in one of these chairs. So I don't know if you know, doctors can be kind of stuffy, I guess I should say.
Oh, no. No. They can be very stuffy, and a lot of them have no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Right. So we were young. I was a young nurse then. So we would put it on the chair, and the one day he came in, and he sat down to do his charts and everything, and we were just there just dying, you know, because we knew what we had done. Well, so he stood up, and I went up to him. I said, oh, look what you left. And he turned around. And he read just like, you know, did I do that? You know, for a second, did I do that? And there was this fake poop with the toilet paper stuck right there to it.
Ooh.
And
see,
we would just.
Yeah, I think that's funny. But I have the mind of a 12-year-old. And yeah. You do, too.
Well,
you do, too, apparently. And that's a good thing.
We were. So the other thing we did, so one day I said to one of the doctors, we would go on rounds with him. And I said, oh, Mrs. Smith, you know, she's been throwing up. And they're like, he's like, really? This is a different doctor. And I said, yeah. So he had the chart. We go into the room. And he says, I hear you've been throwing up. And she goes, no. And he kind of looks at me funny. Well, with that, he opens the chart, and we had fake vomit.
I got in trouble in the sixth grade with fake vomit.
Yeah.
It's got little chunks in it, if it's the good kind. Yeah.
And these doctors, she looked at me, and I would just kind of go, huh, you know, we were trying to loosen them up.
Yeah.
And it works sometimes.
So most of the time it doesn't. I'm sorry, doctors, if you're listening. But this is not all of you, but a lot of doctors, they take themselves way too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Well, back in the 70s when, you know, they were real different than they are now. Now they don't treat the nurses like we got treated. I mean, we had to.
Diane, it sounds to me like you didn't retire. You got fired because you're a troublemaker.
No, I did not get fired, but I retired just a few years ago, and it's been wonderful ever since, I'll tell you that. But I give hats off to all the nurses out there, and they're a great bunch of people.
I love nurses. I love nurses and nurse practitioners because so much of what gets done that sometimes doctors get credit for. Nothing gets doctors. Look, doctors save people's lives and good surgeons, but nurses, so much of what helps get people well and back home is done by nurses. It just is.
We're the ones there back then. I mean, we're the ones right there. If they stop breathing, we do the CPR. We're right there.
Right.
And it was a great career, and I don't know if my husband is listening, but sometimes, and he usually does listen to you coming home from work, but when I was young and I met him, I had a blue Camaro, and I mean, I thought I was, you know, hot stuff.
Well, you were. You probably were hot stuff. You're probably hot stuff now.
Oh, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. When you were a nurse, did you give sponge baths?
Of course.
You know where they say is the best sponge bath school in the country is Wash U. Wash U.
Wash U.
Now, you know what that deserved?
I know. I was just going to leave that actually just dry. Then.
That deserved Wash a shotgun you. Is what that deserved.
I love listening to you guys. I've listened to you for many, many years. This is like my third time I have called and talked to you guys. But on the back of my Camaro, on my windshield, I had the sticker, Love a Nurse, PRN.
Good for you. I do. I love nurses.
Yes.
There's one great nurse joke. Maybe more right now, there's one that comes to mind. So if you keep listening, it'll come around pretty soon. Okay.
Okay, I'll listen. Well, thank you.
All right, Diane, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, wouldn't it be great if the world could be like the show? And everybody just has nice, fun things to say to each other.
Just calling in with positive, funny stories.
Well, not
be a
calling
great
jokes in person, face to face, on the street. It's never going to happen. It's just not. There's always going to be, you know, tension and greed and hate and that stuff. We have two Johns waiting. Let's go with John has been waiting the longest. Longer would be better grammar. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Is this me?
It's you.
This is the John. Okay, great. Hey, I have a question for Tim.
Okay.
The question is, Tim, who's your sponsor in the Playhouse?
Scott Sherman. The law offices of Scott Sherman.
How many law offices does he have? One or two or three?
He's got... I know he has more than one place where he conducts business because I've been in at least two.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to call me out on bad grammar?
No, well, the question is, you know, you guys always make a big deal out of when people don't know his email address,
right?
And they say law offices of Scott Sherman or whatever,
right?
And so when you, sorry about that,
you're only human.
And when you do your introduction, you say I'm sponsored by the law offices of Scott Sherman.
Well,
you say the email correctly though. So I was just curious if he actually had more than one office or just his email.
Well, you make a valid point. It's confusing for me to say one and then to say the other. I think I'll correct it. I appreciate the shout out.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
He's right.
There you go.
He's right.
All right, awesome. Hey, I have another point. The guy earlier that was asking for the sound bite,
mm-hmm.
I got another one when Dr. Doug comes on. You know, sometimes he says, you know, the animal may have a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Do we have that one in here as well?
It's in there. Excuse me.
It might be a tumor.
Now, that's one, but there's...
Okay.
Hold on.
Is there a Schwarzenegger version?
It's Arnold.
We have Schwarzenegger.
You do have Schwarzenegger on here?
It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
I only have one tumor on here, and that's this one.
He'll dig it up.
The one I've already found. I'll figure it out.
We'll find it.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, John.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
What context is he saying that?
I have no idea.
What movie?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
We have lines open, and we have another John. And before I get to him, here are the numbers again. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm doing wonderful. AM and PM.
Thank you.
I got the quickest joke in the West. You better hurry up and cock your gun.
I don't believe we say cock on this show.
You just did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, we do say it. I was wrong. Go ahead.
Guy walks in the bar with a parrot on his shoulder. Bartender says, what do you have? Parrot says, can you get this guy off my shoulder? Off my feet? I
screwed you up. And it was a good joke.
Have you ever heard that one before?
I have, but I don't tell it because it's just too quick. It's like I like to drag jokes out, and there's no way to make that last longer. But it's a good joke, and I'll tell you what. Let's do him a favor. Edit that out.
Okay.
So, right, John, so that anybody who knows you that might recognize your voice or friends are going to make fun of you, that's not going to happen because we're going to edit it out. And yeah. And then when I say 3, 2, 1, you tell it again. Okay, edit it out.
Radio
okay.
Edit.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
Guy walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder. Bartender says, what do you have? The parrot says, can you get this guy off my feet?
Oh, man. That got me.
Now that's all anybody will hear.
That reminds me of the joke of the
my
guy.
My kids hate that joke because they've heard it 100,000 times.
It's an old joke. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great show, guys. Bye now.
They say, have one or we have one.
Yeah, have a great show, guys.
They say, have a great show.
Like a command.
Yeah. Like he's hoping that you will, not yeah, that you yeah. already do.
Or that he's telling us to.
He's wishing you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, staying positive again. He would have said, I wish you'd have a nice show. It was a command. Have a nice show.
Oh, it was a command. You're right.
What he said. Oh. Waco.
Man, is that a good TV
it's
show.
It's so good.
Did you finish it last night?
No. How many are there?
I think there's 6 episodes.
You know, I didn't know until I read this morning, because I went and read a bunch of stuff to make me curious again.
Right.
That standoff lasted 51 days.
Can you imagine that?
No. I thought it was like 6 days or 7. 51 days.
Incredible.
Let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am well. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
First things first, tell Limey that, he is there.
Yeah. Limey's for you.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, I am de-slugging my house.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, slugs this year for some reason?
Yeah.
There's a lot of slugs.
I don't know
They're
why.
They're gross and nasty.
Let's see what I can find.
Let me ask you, Limey was an exterminator, because I've never understood why we have slugs. It's like a snail that didn't get its shell.
Right.
And I feel bad for them because they have to look at snails.
I don't
go,
know why slugs exist. I cannot help you out with that. But, I mean, do you want to go with something that's like a poison
or a
repellent? Or do you want to go for like something organic or whatever?
BBC, Limey, in your honor, BBCWildlife.org says that slugs are important because they provide food for birds, slow worms, earthworms, and insects.
They're good bait.
Slow
good
worm,
bait
that's a snake.
Too. Good fishing bait.
Yeah.
I am using copper tape.
Copper what?
Tape?
Copper tape, yeah.
Tape?
It's a 1-inch
tape.
When the slime from the slug meets the copper tape, it gives off an electrical shock.
Really?
Wow. Huh. When it kind of like zaps them?
So they're like a little electric needle or something.
Huh.
You know what else you can do? Yeah. Do this. Next time you see one, pour salt on it.
Yeah. Well,
no.
That's what I was going to say.
I've got too many. I've got way too many. So, anywho, that is my solution. So, I have an 800-square-foot house, so I have bought enough of 1-inch copper tape to go all the way around my house.
All right, hold on.
Okay, well, I mean...
Wait, hold on. You have an 800-square-foot house?
Yeah.
That is a small... What is it? A bedroom and like a little.
No, I have 2 bedrooms, a bath, a nice living room, and a full basement.
Hmm.
On 3/4 of an acre in Kansas City, Missouri.
That sounds like more than 800 square feet.
Well, you can't count a basement on your square foot.
Yeah,
it's just right for me.
Are you talking? Obviously, you're talking excluding the basement.
Yes. excluding the basement.
So an 800 square foot square? That's not too bad.
It measures 20 by 40. The whole house. Two nice sized bedrooms, yeah.
And if it's just you,
that's a great efficient use of space.
Oh, I've lived in 560 square foot apartments for years. I mean, one bedroom, one bath. That was plenty of room.
Right. Cindy, back to the slugs. Yeah. If it does ever get too much for you and you're figuring out this copper tape doesn't work, you can go to Home Depot and you can get some slug repellent. They got a couple different brands there. I think they got one where you can mix it with water in like a sprinkling can. Or a watering can, and then just kind of like sprinkle it over your front porch, or like in a perimeter around your house. That could help with you. But
I've already tested this because I had a slug come up to me while I was taping around the house, and it landed on the tape, and it turned around and went away because it got trapped.
There you go. I just learned something about pest control.
For some reason this year, I've seen more slugs this year than I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I don't know.
But lack of predators or more moisture or something. Who knows?
Yeah, wait till you step on one with bare feet.
I've never, that's nasty. Never done that.
It's nasty. They shoot out like a rocket. Frank.
Yeah.
I make bullets.
You make bullets. You load your own.
No, I work in a bullet factory.
No kidding. Wow. Where do you work? Winchester? Yeah. Where do you work?
Well, Winchester is taking over in October. I work at Lake City Army Ammunition Plant.
Where is that?
It is about, well, from where I live, 30 miles straight east of Kansas City.
Can you get me some free samples?
Hold on, you just barely own a gun. You just bought your first couple of guns.
Hey,
you don't shoot enough to need any bullets.
No, these are military size.
So where do you live?
In the Northland of Kansas City. You're familiar with Kansas City.
Yeah, my daughter just moved here from there. She lived there for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
She's lived there twice, actually.
Yeah, I live in the corridor, 29, 35, and 435.
All right, so I'm curious, how did you come to listen to the show living in Kansas City? Did you move from here, or...?
Yeah, I moved from Southeast Missouri, from a little town called Viburnum, and I've listened to you guys since the early 90s.
Okay, well, thank you.
So, yeah, my husband passed away, my daughter lived here, and so I decided to move, and I still enjoy your show, and God bless you all, because you guys make my day sometimes.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. I could do a bit of business, or I'll be way behind. Here, I'll do that. We'll go back to the phones. John, number three, hang on, because I'll try to get to you. And now I've got to talk about another John. That would be four Johns. Johnny Londoff. Johnny Londoff, as in Chevrolet. Since 1960, in the same location. Now there is a second location, the Autoplex in St. Peter's. There, they don't sell new Chevys. They sell pre-owned. And they sell pre-owned pretty much everything. And if they don't have at that location or on the pre-owned lot up in Florissant, if they don't have what you're looking for, you tell them. Say, here's what I want. I want, for example, I want a 3 or 4 year old SUV, midsize, not too big, don't need a Suburban, 4x4, like to get something under 50,000 miles. Here's my budget. Here's the most I could play. See what you can find. If you have a color choice, that's getting pretty specific when you look for pre-owned, but throw it out there anyway. I don't want white, or I don't want black or silver. And then they, if anybody can find it, they'll find it, because somebody's either going to trade in something like that, or they'll go to the auction. And they, when they go, they have a list of specific things they're looking for, and your vehicle will be on there. And when they find it, they'll go after it and see if they can get it. And then they'll call you and say, I think we found exactly what you're looking for. Then you go and you look at it, you drive it. If you like it, great. If you don't, they'll keep looking and they'll come up with another one. That's how it works. And of course, new Chevys. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet. I'm not going to sing the jingle. You know the jingle. You know that they've been there for 19. You know that it is basically an institution in St. Louis. And I hope you know that, much like my dentist, this is a place you can go even if you hate the car buying experience. And sadly, there are too many people who do. they can't stand to shop for a car. And I know lots of people that way. But the people that I know who feel like that don't shop at Johnny Londoff and haven't shopped there. So if you'll do that, include them when you're shopping, you'll see what I'm talking about. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, and in St. Peter's at the Autoplex, 24/7 at Londoff.com. And this is the John. John, welcome back to 590 The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm
hey,
Amy.
What's going on?
Hey, can you do me a big favor? Can you do a Tom Brokaw doing a broadcast? Any like, you know, religious this flatulence?
No.
Can you do that?
No, can't. We can't. Anything else?
You can't.
No.
No, you can't do that. Oh, okay, I thought. No. Okay, one thing, Limey. I want to ask Limey there. Why would like British, are they scared of coming over to America due to all the violence?
No. Have you? No, I don't think so.
John, where do you come up with these? Just out of nowhere, where do you come up with these questions? You
don't. No, I'm just curious. I like your tone, bro.
I don't think you are really curious about whether or not British people are afraid to come here. I don't.
My dad's looking forward to coming over.
I've got an uncle that lives in Birmingham. There, I was just curious. He wanted to come here, but I was telling him, I didn't get a good read on his behalf, but I was just asking Limey if he thought it was safer, you know, whatever the British attitude was coming to America right now.
Look, is it safer to go where in this country? St. Louis?
I mean, anywhere. I'm just saying anywhere.
Well, you can't, but it's kind of a ridiculous question, because if he's going to come from over there and go to you know, New Melle or go to Fort Smith, Arkansas, no protesters there. There's nothing to be concerned about. If he's going to go to New York City, right in the heart of Manhattan, yeah, I don't think I'd want to go there now.
Or maybe not really. Or Chicago.
So no. What else you got, John?
Oh, no, that's okay, Dad. Thanks a lot, guys.
Right.
Good day.
Thank you, John. Right. Now, see, John kind of took the hint there. And
you think he got the message?
Well, I think he did. And he'll call back, and he's welcome to call back. One more bit of business, and then Dan Buffo. Is he here in the green room? Did anybody see him? He usually comes in last minute.
Not yet.
He bolts in here like 2 minutes
probably
before
in after the news.
Supposed to go on. So we're going to, folks, if you have, like I found Waco now. We got through the thing we just watched. Jeffrey Epstein, the Filthy Rich. And now we're on Waco. And we rewatched Sons of Anarchy. So that's the point of next hour. Buffa will share some things with you, the good and the bad, and then you are welcome to call here, because I think most of us are now, especially now, welcome something to watch on TV that doesn't have anything to do with the coronavirus or people burning down other people's businesses, and then the authorities just watching them do it. On the orders of somebody who I don't think understands that when you let criminals just go and have their way, that's not going to accomplish anything. So if you're tired of watching that footage, and I am, all around the country, city, and now let's go to Las Vegas, I'm tired of looking at it. So here's an opportunity to find a bunch of other good stuff to watch, and that's why Dan Buff is here. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the country. I mentioned before, my daughter and my son-in-law just got a house, and they're in the process of, it's got to have new carpet, it needs to be painted. There are a couple of seals that are broken. And I call Window World. They don't do window seals. They replace windows. They had a guy scheduled to come out today to work on a couple of seals, and he had to cancel because their entire crew was sent downtown to board up store windows. That's the message we send to these lunatic thugs, that we're so scared of them, we'll just go home and close our business. I don't believe that's the way this should be dealt with. Window World, and they will probably need to call them, because this house has a couple of windows that have seen better days. They know who to call. And you do too. You need replacement windows? Maybe not now, maybe not next week, but when you do, really, why, if you're AM and the PM, would you not give Window World a shot at your business, considering they're AM and the PM and you are too, and considering that they are by far the biggest selling replacement window in the country? for a lot of good reasons. You want to know more? Go to windowworld@stlouis.com. Dan Buffa's on the way after the news. It's 4 o'clock, 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan, more than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A discrimination charge has been filed against the Minneapolis Police Department. Governor Tim Walz announced a civil rights investigation today, and he vows changes will come to serve justice for the death of George Floyd.
You can expect our administration to use every tool at our disposal to try and deconstruct systemic racism that is generations deep.
The state's Department of Human Rights is going to review Minneapolis PD policies and procedures over the last 10 years to see if there is a pattern of racism and how the department